Our story begins on Chambers Street. Kyle is talking with Gretchen as they prepare to do a Channel 6 news update.
Now look, Gretchen, when we're doing this type of on-the-scene report, it's critical to have the right background imaging in the shot.
Yes, Kyle, I get it. I have done this job before.
But never on this grand a scale. Channel 47 hardly compares to Channel 6, right? And what was it you said you've been doing for the past several years between your news jobs?
I was working.
Kyle Carpenter, how are you, man?
Well, if it isn't my favorite ex-Yankees reporter. How the hell are you, Rex?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I'm all right. The whole subway explosion has changed a lot of things. My best friend died that day.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. I'm here covering the story. Are you still working for Manhattan Monthly?
Yeah. Things are going well there. But I'm not here for Monthly. I just need to come down here and see what's going on for myself.
That's rough, man. You lost a lot of lives down there.
Hello, I'm Gretchen.
Oh, yeah. Rex Walker? This is Gretchen Stiles. Gretchen just started at Channel 6.
Gretchen Stiles? Is your sister Marilyn Marsden?
Yeah, she is.
I know Marilyn. Really great lady.
Oh, cool. Well, I'll tell her you said hi.
Look, I'm going to walk around a bit. Kyle, it was really good seeing you.
Same to you, buddy.
And Gretchen, it was nice meeting you.
You too, Rex. I'm so sorry about your friend.
Thanks.
Wow. You were almost human there, Kyle.
Gretchen, you and I work together. Don't get any ideas about what my personal life is like. You don't know me.
You make a lot of assumptions about my life, Kyle, but I guess you don't want me to do the same to you.
Let's just get back to work, okay?
At the rec center, Zoe has just arrived at Chuck's office.
Look, Chuck, I don't have much time. I need to get back to the hospital to be with my mother. Why did I have to come back into Manhattan? What did you find out about Zelda?
Well, I talked to some folks on the NYPD about the church fire last year. I found out that they had a lockbox that belonged to Zelda. I was able to go through it and take a look.
You found some of Zelda's things? What was in the lockbox?
There were some pictures, including a picture of Zelda from high school. There was also a journal.
A journal? Where is it? Let me have it.
I had to leave it there. It wasn't your standard journal with diary entries. I really couldn't even understand a lot of it. She was talking about the church and Dr. Flowers.
Did you find out anything new? What is it?
Near the back of the journal, I found an entry that I copied down so I could read to you. It's dated December 14, 2003. After much searching and praying, I have finally found my sweet baby.
That's it?
And underneath was an address.
An address? Are you saying that Zelda's child may be at this address?
That's certainly what my first thought was. What do you think?
My God, we have to go there.
Do you have time? I know you wanted to get back to the hospital.
We may have just found my mother's grandchild. This could be the best medicine in the world.
Then let's go.
At the Westside Psych Ward, Alexandra has just entered Adriana's room.
I found him, Adriana.
Found who?
Zach Jessup.
How? Did you talk to Carl?
Adriana, I have some news for you about Carl. He died in the subway explosion, so he won't be helping us anymore.
Oh, my God. That explosion was so awful. Hey, how was Lucas's funeral? Are you all right?
It wasn't easy, Adriana. And Charlie Dean showing up didn't help matters.
Charlie was there?
Adriana, Charlie left Lucas to die on that train when he collapsed. I'll never forgive him for that.
He wouldn't do that, Alexandra.
Well, he did. But listen, I don't want to talk about him. I came here to tell you about Zach.
You said you found him. Where?
He's here, Adriana. Zach Jessup is in New York.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.